What's up, Fandom Night, episode 37. Sario says number 3. I am so tired of being right all the goddamn time.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
So can somebody pick up that phone? Why? Because I fucking called it, that's why. So, I do apologize for the break in my episodes here as of late. I got the new job, and I've been busy dealing with it for the last month and some change, I do believe. Hold on, let me, Yeah, it's been about a month, so, or at least that's as per what the podcast say is my last update to Sario says. Now, there's been a lot that's happened. And I'm going to get into that in a minute. Just allow me to partake in my traditional podcast cigarette. Okay. So I ended up, what was it? I got the new job. I went to the company that I'm working for now, did the interview, went through the entire interview process. I've already explained that in the other podcast. I have since signed an NDA, so I cannot give out any information other than the information I've given out previously, because legally I cannot. However, technically speaking, because the past episodes were recorded in the past before I had the job, they're free game at the end of the day. Nobody can say one way or another, because at the end of the day, I had not signed any agreements or any contracts or anything along those lines, so I put a wheelchair and a mohawk on it. I'm not getting sued. It's called a Fargate. Put an F on it instead of an S. It's all good. But anyway. So, I got the job. Went through the, like, it was two or three days of training. Because it is for a call center, so they have to train you on tone of voice, proper speech etiquette, how not to use slang, how to avoid dead air, which there's an awful lot here, so obviously they didn't teach me much of it at the same time. I will admit that a good portion of the dead air that I put in here is because of me having a smoke break. And give me 2 seconds, I'm just going to keep this recording going, flaws and all. Instead of just pausing it and going and doing whatever, I'm just going to leave this here. So give me 2 seconds and let me go turn on the light, because I just realized that it's 7 and my room is starting to become pitch fucking black. So, 2 seconds, everybody. I'll keep talking, though. So, like I said, I went through that training and did up all my stuff. And I got into the actual meat and potatoes training, where they actually teach me, there's my ashtray, about all the product. Excuse me, I had a couple beers earlier. Like, I got home, I had hot dogs, a bag of popcorn, and 2 beers, and that was my dinner. And I'll explain the 2 beers. It's not just because I felt like having beer, it's because I needed to have alcohol tonight, and I didn't feel like getting into the hard shit. But anyway, so like I said, I went through, you know, the basic training, got into the meat and potatoes portion of it, which is all of the product knowledge that I need in order for me to perform my job. And day one of my training, I get a call back from Caterpillar. And I'd been trying to get on at Caterpillar for months and months and months and months. From the moment I had originally lost my job, the first place that I had filled out an application for was motherfucking Caterpillar. And this lady calls me. And I go out on break, and I listen to the voicemail, and I hear, hey, this is Caterpillar, you know, I'm just calling you to set up an interview, you know, get back to us at your early convenience. thank you. I said, all right, sweet. You know, I just got this job. It pays me, you know, $9.50 an hour. It's pretty decent, but Caterpillar will pay me like, you know, $14, $15, $16, depending on what shift I go and how long I've been there. You know, they'll pay me out the ass. You know, it's tough work, but fuck it. For that amount of money and the fact that almost all the other guys work at Caterpillar, I might as well attempt to get on out there just because, one, all the guys are already out there, which would put us all on about roughly the exact same schedule. And two, not only will it put all of us on roughly the exact same schedule, all of us will be making some fucking money, so none of us will be goddamn broke anymore. If we need to fucking spot anybody some money, it's not going to be that big of a fucking deal because all of us are making some fucking money. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not including, you know, Bill's factors of he has his daughter, he's trying to get all the shit set so he can move into his new house soon, you know, the wedding, you know, I'm not factoring in, you know, Shane's situation or Spencer's situation or Greg's situation or anything like that. I'm just talking strictly the money. We should have some. All of us should be able to have some. The only one of us that wouldn't would have been at that time Scott or Nick, in which case Nick, 2 weeks before I got that call, said that he got one and that he was heading in for the interview. So it's like, okay, Nick is getting on. I'll get on. The only one left out in the dark would basically be Scott, and that'll suck for him. But at the same time, we're all friends. If he needs to borrow some money, I know I would have no problem loaning him some money. I know Bill will if he's got it, and I know Shane will if he has it, especially because Shane usually expects you to pay him back. But at the same time, usually he's pretty good about, hey, I just need $20 for food. I got you, fam, don't worry. You know, that type of thing. So, sorry, I need a drink. And I need to blow my nose, so 2 seconds. What, you guys really think I was going to blow my nose in your ears? Hell no, I'm smarter than that. I actually paused the recording. But like I said, you know, okay, we'll be fine. So I go out to my truck on my lunch break and I call the lady back. Yeah, I'm sorry, we're all full up for today. Is there any other time you would be able to? I said, yeah, yes, ma'am. I just started my new job today. She goes, oh, you have a new job? I said, yes, ma'am, but I would be willing to work with your schedule in order to get, you know, the interview taken care of. Is there any way I could do it, you know, anytime after 5 o'clock or on a weekend? Well, enjoy your nice, you know, enjoy your new job, have a nice rest of your day, and I'm sorry I bothered you. Click. Literally, that was the conversation. That's not a joke. She goes, yeah, we're all full up for today. I said, okay, well, I'm willing to work around your guys' schedule. What do you guys have? Because I just started a new job, and I don't get out of work until 5 o'clock at night anyway. So what options do I have? Enjoy your job. Click. So I said, oh, okay, well, fuck you too. So no offense to the current company that I work for, and anybody who knows me, who knows I have the podcast and maybe listening to this. But basically, this job for me right now is basically a revenge fuck. But it's like one of the best ones ever. Like, quite literally. I actually enjoy this new job. I have had a couple of issues here over the last couple of days, but again, I will get into all of that here shortly. And I'm talking so much, my fucking cigarette is going out. Because again, I keep forgetting to take drags in between each major component of a sentence. Or at least each major thought. Even though right there was no major thoughts. Anyway. So, I get through the training. One of my, and I'll put this in quotes, but co-workers. And the only reason I put that in quotes is because we're all in training. So while, yes, we all will work together, at the end of the day, we don't actually work together. You know, as I said before, it's a call center. So I have my own little cubicle, my own little headset, my own little computer, you know, my own little chair with my own little water bottle, and, you know, my own little Go Team Go pin. You know, I don't have one of those yet, but still. And I do say yet because I actually do hand out, like, little buttons anytime you do anything that's all sorts of awesome. But I digress here. So I was giving one of my coworkers a ride to work, and okay, well, first of all, that's the first I fucking called it, is I knew that the second that I would get the fucking call from Caterpillar, it was going to be some sort of bullshit and them telling me to basically go fuck myself. And that really sucks, because like I said, I really want that money. Like, no offense to anywhere I go or any job I do. Fuck, even with the podcast, at the end of the day, as soon as money starts rolling in, fuck you. I am there all day, every goddamn day, soaking up as much fucking money as I can. And it's not because I'm greedy. Excuse me. It's not because I'm greedy or anything like that. It is because I have gone literally years before where I have had no money to my name. Going and getting a burger off of the dollar menu for $1.07 is some sort of a feast for me. Like, literally, during that period in my life, I was so broke, it was literally to a point where I was literally going to give all of my shit away. And I don't mean like I was going to sell it and, you know, $1,000 you get my bed and my Xbox and my computer with the monitor and the cords and every game I fucking own and my Wii and my GameCube and all the controllers for it and all the games for it and all my, you know, all my shit. I mean, literally, I was about to take my entire gaming collection and split it between Bill and my younger brother, Eric. And I was going to give my computer to Jeremy because he had spent so much time working on it. I figured, you know, he would have more use for that computer than I would, especially seeing as how it had, at the time, a functional terabit hard drive, because it does still have the terabit hard drive in it. That shit just ain't functional. And then at the same time, the 500 gig that I threw in it has finally corrupted itself as well, or at least it's starting to. Oh, no, wait, that's right. The power supply blew. That's what the problem is. So it's not that it is corrupted or that it will be. Well, okay, it will be corrupting itself because it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when it comes to electronics. But like I said, you know, all my movies, piece them out. All my games, piece them out. You know, take my computer, fucking give it to Jeremy, you know. Literally take all of my earthly possessions and just piece them out to everybody. Hop in my car, because at the time I had a car, not my truck. Hop in my car and start fucking driving. Literally, just start fucking driving. As soon as I ran out of gas, or as soon as I hit a coast, whichever one happened first. So as soon as I ran out of money for gas and food, or as soon as I had hit one of the coasts of the U.S., just sit in that motherfucker and just keep driving. And as soon as I were to hit a coast, well, okay, as soon as I were to run out of gas, keep walking till I hit a coast. And then as soon as I had hit the coast, jump in the ocean and start swimming. Literally, I was just going to start blind driving. If I went north and made it to Canada, then cool, I made it to Canada. If I went south and made it to Mexico, then cool, I made it to Mexico. I'm going to keep going till I hit water. I don't care what fucking body of water I hit, as long as it's a major body of water somewhere along one of the coasts of the United States. Like I said, if I made it to fucking Mexico, keep goddamn going until the motherfucker is basically been driven into the ground. Or like I said, if I would have hit, you know, either the West Coast or the East Coast, and like I said, I'm in the, you know, I'm next to the ocean now. Get out the truck, or, well, now it'd be get out the truck, because don't get me wrong, I still have this thought every now and again, but it's not as malicious as it is now. But get out my vehicle, hand the keys to somebody, if it made it, hand the keys to somebody, say, here, you drive it, I don't need it anymore. Jump in the ocean and start fucking swimming. And wherever I fucking landed is wherever I fucking landed, and just start wandering. And like I said, it's not so much it's a malicious thing, it's more a matter of if I live, I live, if I die, I die. Oh well. I don't care one way or another. You know, and like I said, even now today I have this thought, but like I said, it's not as if I live, I live, if I die, I die. It's more just a matter of go do shit. You know, find a way. Make it there. So, sorry, cigarette again. Don't worry, I'm almost done with this one. I always need a cigarette when I drink. Okay, but anyway. So like I said, that was bullshit moment number one. And then got into training. I was, you know, giving one of my coworkers a ride. And me and her were constantly talking. Well, in our constant talks and, you know, throwing around bullshit and stuff, the idea of dating had come up. And don't get me wrong, I was the one who fucking tossed it out. She didn't give two shits one way or another. And eventually, like, it kind of worked its way to a point where she was like, all right, well, maybe we'll try. Okay. Well, we got our first fucking paychecks, and then it became, hey, let me borrow money. Why? For my rent. I said, all right, I suppose. All you're asking for is, you know, a couple bucks, whatever. Well, then I got into a car wreck on that Friday, which was almost a week ago now today. Because today is the Thursday after that car wreck. So like I said, as of tomorrow, it'll have been a full week since I got into the car wreck. And it was nothing major. We were coming back from lunch. We had stopped off at the fucking bank so that way then I could see if I could pull money out of the ATM. I couldn't. She went into the bank, fucking pulled out all of her money because it was her actual bank and her actual bank account. We stopped off at Culver's, got up a couple burgers and some fries. We were on our way back, and they were doing construction on the road that we were at. And everybody, instead of going the other way around, they kept coming towards me. So as I'm trying to pull into my work, I can't get in. So eventually, a guy kind of, you know, he stops, and he waves me through. And it's like I said, it's a bumper-to-bumper traffic. So the fact that this dude stopped, I was like, sweet, I appreciate it. I got like 10 minutes before I'm late. And if I'm late, you know, all hell's going to break loose because it's literally one of those critical days. Like, I had to finish up taking my final. And once I'd finished up taking my final over all of the product information that I needed to, then I'd actually be able to start taking calls and shit. So I'm worried about getting back. I'm worried about eating. I'm worried about the final. And I start going, and right as I start going, some kid was doing 45 and 35 through there and smacks right into my passenger side front tire, dents the fucker inward, like literally makes it so that within, you guys remember those old like Tom and Jerry cartoons where like, you know, the bomb goes off while they're, you know, driving a car, and next thing you know, they're like sitting in the seat. They have the two axles and then the wheels, and it's kind of doing like a wibble wobbly, and then it'll finally come to a stop, and then like all the wheels tilt inward, like just kind of collapse on themselves because they're barely holding together. Yeah, it was kind of like that. The wheel bent inward on itself, dented up the side of my, I'll get to you later, Ronan, I don't give a shit. Sorry, he was saying something off Facebook. That's not as important as getting this episode done. But, he dented in the wheel, you know, dented in the side, paneling of the truck, knocked out the right side blinker. Well, okay, if you're sitting inside, it's the right side, so the passenger side blinker. So that made it hard to make a right turn, and I want to say something else was jacked up on it, and I can't remember. No, I think that was it. So yeah, he basically busted the control arm, bent up the axle, dented in, which cosmetic damage, and anybody who's seen my truck knows it's a rusted out piece of shit. The truck was made in 88. By the way, I was born in 88. This truck is literally months older than I am. Like, literally, I'm gonna be fucking 29 in December. I'm pretty sure this truck is already 29 fucking years old. Like, it was made in, like, May... Yeah, maybe May or June of that year, because most trucks and cars are usually made around the summer months, because that's usually about the time most people want a new vehicle. They want a brand new vehicle in the summertime because, oh yeah, my vehicle sucks a dick. The air doesn't work, or, you know, even in the winter, you know, my heat doesn't work. Okay, well, you know, go get something that was made in the summer that's basically been sitting around for a while, you know. So, like I said, this thing's older than I am, and it's still fucking running. So it's like, okay, all right, you know, not a problem. He fucked the shit up out of his car, but at the same time, he also had a little piece of shit Toyota. And the only reason why I consider it a piece of shit Toyota is because it was made in the year when they decided to turn everything from being, you know, actual steel to it being aluminum, plastic, and vinyl on every component except for the major internal components. So your engine is still steel. Your radiator... No, your radiator is basically still aluminum, if not iron. Your axles are actually still steel. But because they have the pivot points, they can't be full steel. They're steel with, iron alloys in it, if I remember correctly, although technically speaking, steel is an iron alloy. Anyway. But yeah, like I said, basically almost everything in his vehicle is all sorts of like was just hella fucked up. Like the radiator was fucking literally dented inward. He was leaking radiator fluid. The bumper was completely ripped. The hood was fucking crushed and collapsed like a fucking soda or beer can after you crunch it up to throw it in the fucking aluminum recycling can. Like, it was, his airbag didn't even fucking deploy. And like I said, he did hit me going fairly fast. Like I said, he was doing about 45 and a 35. And we both slammed on our brakes. So, at least for him, since his was newer, he had more decent brakes. You know, so technically speaking, when, you know, he hit me, he was able to slow down from about a 45 to maybe about a 25. But even a 25 mile an hour impact, you're going to fuck up some shit on your car. Especially when almost all of it is goddamn aluminum. You know, the way you expect. So, and I keep saying it's aluminum. It's not actually aluminum. Like I said, it's just more of a, damn it. What am I thinking? I don't know what I'm fucking thinking, because I had two fucking beers and my brain doesn't work. Plus, it was a long fucking day at work today. Now, up until that point, I had also been fighting off a cold. And the cold itself had started off as, which, for anybody who had listened to the Sentai episodes, it started off as like a standard head cold. It had turned almost into a sinus infection. All that got down into my lungs to a point where it was basically almost like pneumonia, like I had so much shit built up in my lungs. That I couldn't breathe most days. And when I was breathing, it was like a heavy wheeze. Like you could actually physically hear me breathe because of all the shit rattling around in my throat and in my lungs. You know, so like I said, like none of that was fun. And then like I said, then a possible love interest and, you know, my coworker, all of a sudden that turned into, yeah, I'm just looking for somebody to pay my bills. Oh, I'm sorry. I already dealt with that with a girl I thought was actually in love with me. Turns out, no, she wasn't in love with me. She wanted money to pay her bills. Fuck me and my shit. Help me. I ain't about that life no more. I'm fucking done. However, at the same time, I also know I'm going to fall into the exact same fucking problem somewhere down the goddamn road again. At least I'm glad this time I caught it before anything too terrible happened. You know, like I said, this was maybe 3 weeks to... Yeah, it's about 3 weeks to a fucking month going on with me and my coworker. And technically, dating amongst the ranks is not frowned upon. However, if it becomes a problem, then it becomes frowned upon. But me and her, basically, I was just like, look, I ain't about that life. And she goes, okay, well, that's fine. If that's what you want, then that's what you want. So, I mean, it kind of worked out, but it's still kind of shitty, though. Of course, then again, any potential relationship not coming to fruition is usually shitty. I got a story about that, but I'm gonna leave it alone. But then, like I said, then the last couple of days has just been absolute shit. Like, I'm finally on the call floor, I'm finally taking calls, but every time I make mention to one of my team leads that they either need to get a hold of a tech,
or they need to come help me figure out what's going on because some of my programs don't work. It becomes, yeah, don't worry, I'll go get somebody. They walk away. I'll see them like 15 minutes later, and I'll be like, are you going to help? And they'll be like, don't worry, I didn't forget about you. I just got something else I got to take care of, and I'll be right with you. Ghost the entire fucking rest of the day. Just, I ain't helping him. Fuck him. Oh, okay, alright, cool. Thanks, thanks a fucking lot. I'm glad you can help, you know, your actual employees achieve their job properly. You know, give them all the actual tools and resources that they need in order to complete their job. Yeah, gee, thanks. I'm really, really glad that, you know, you guys can actually help with that. I've also taken several calls, most of which are good, but today I had two terrible ones back to fucking back. One dude called, said he wanted a specific product. You know, I help walk him through it. He says he has one thing. And then once I get everything basically all set for him to get what he's looking for, no, that's not what I said I had. What I said I had is this. And I said, oh, okay, well, hold on. Let me correct that. And as soon as I corrected it and quoted him a price, he literally just hung the fuck up. Like, nope, I am done with you. And the very next person who called was calling to bitch and whine and piss and moan because I got your guys' products in my house right now and all of them are fucked up and the store that I bought them from didn't order me the correct shit, and even though they didn't order me the correct shit, which is why all my shit is fucked, I'm blaming you and the company that you work for. I'm sorry, guy. You bought those products within the last year. Anytime you buy a product from said company, like the said company that you bought them from, within 1 year, it is up to them to rectify it. It's not up to us. If you would like us to rectify the problem for you, we can. But what I have to do, legally and contractually, is send you back to the store that fucked you and have you raise hell over there because it is their responsibility to fix it. And I would have got that point across, but I started having a coughing fit, muted my microphone, didn't realize it was still muted, tried to carry on the conversation, and he hung up assuming that I had hung up because I didn't respond to him. And that sucked because I realized that's fucking my fault. That one right there is 150% my fucking fault. And that really does suck. It really does. Because anytime I can't actually help out the customer, I do kind of feel like shit. Like, I honestly and truthfully do. Anyone who's been listening to these for long enough, you guys know me. Like, if I say I'm going to do something and I don't actually get around to doing it, I usually feel like complete and utter dog shit for not following through on my promise. And most of that is because I've made so many promises to so many people and I've kept literally 98% of those promises. There's only like the small 2% margin of error simply from a standpoint of I said I'd be able to do that and then shit happened to me and then it became, sorry, I can't help you. You know, like I said, I told my one coworker, yeah, sure, I'll lend you, you know, $100 to help you pay your rent, and then fucking car wreck. Sorry, now I gotta pay for, you know, a fucking tow truck fee, I gotta pay for getting my fucking truck repaired, you know, I still gotta technically save up money so I can get the fuck out of my parents' house, or at least my father's house, you know, I gotta save up some money so I can get some new tires on my truck any fucking way. I got bills to pay. I got my own bills to pay. I got my own shit to buy. You know, since I got fucking, even though I got hit, the cop issued me a ticket saying, you know, stating it as, oh, well, it was a right-of-way violation. So now I got to pay 120 fucking bucks to the state of Illinois because I went through and the kid fucking slammed into me because he decided he was going to speed up to try to get to the light. Because it's literally, here's the light, you know, like you turn from the light, you go maybe 20 yards, and then, okay, turn, and now you're in the fucking parking lot. So because homeboy was trying to reach the fucking light, he sped the fuck up, and right as I started to go through, since I couldn't see him, he hit me $120 fine. So now I either have to pay that fine or go to court and fight the fucking ticket, in which case apparently if I go to court and fight the fucking ticket, I'll win and the fucking ticket will be dismissed because it's a common fucking ticket for people to get because it's basically something that the police have to issue until it is determined based off what the insurance company says. You know, once the insurance company determines fault, if you are not at fault, you can go in and they will literally just rip up the ticket. In which my insurance company said that they could not determine because, technically speaking, you know, I had every right to go through, but at the same time, I needed to be way more cautious because I should have been looking out to see if anybody else was coming from alongside the guy because the guy was just looking at me like, hey, come through. So I should have been looking to see if there was other motherfuckers coming through as well. So, they're not 100%. They said I should be able to get rid of it, but again, it's just a matter of the time and the money to go to goddamn court over a $120 fine. Fuck it. There's a course I can take at the local community college that'll fucking get the ticket removed from off of my insurance like it never fucking happened. I'll just do that. Instead of paying 200 and some fucking dollars to go in, sit down, and, you know, talk to a judge and say, look, you know, I just went through and didn't realize that the kid was going to speed up to fucking try to hit the light on time before it turned yellow. Because he's some dumb 19-year-old fucking kid who mommy and daddy bought him his car. Mommy and daddy pays for all of his shit. Mommy and daddy doesn't give a fuck because he's our precious little angel. We give him whatever he wants because he's the same fucking kid who was having fucking Grand Theft Auto pulled off the shelves because, look what I found, Mommy. And it's, you know, a couple having sex in Grand Theft Auto. More commonly referred to as the hot coffee mod. Oh my God, Timmy, why did we buy you this game? Because he begged and pleaded and you couldn't tell the fucking kid no. All the time I was told, no, you don't need that. What happened to that with kids? But that's another fucking conversation for another fucking time. So, because mommy and daddy are rich and fucking spoiled a little shit, fuck it. I'm not about to fight it. $120 for that. $50. Go take a fucking course up at the, you know, up at the local community college. No more ticket on my fucking license. I'm golden. I'll deal with that. Not, hey, I need this day off from work because I have a fucking court case I have to go to. Oh, well, the judge decided that they needed to call in all parties, so now I need to reschedule the fucking, you know, court case. So, can I have another day off from work? Hey, I'm going to need a third day off from work because they decided that they weren't going to show up that day. So the judge decided that they're going to issue a statement in the newspaper, you know, come tomorrow, and they have until the next fucking court date, which will be set for a month from now. No, fuck that. I dealt with the same shit when I had to get a restraining order against my ex-girlfriend's fucking roommates because they went to basically child services and said that we were forcing her child to eat cat shit out of a litter box because they were butthurt that we threw them out because they didn't have fucking jobs, weren't paying any of the fucking bills, and were eating all of the fucking food. And we said, no, leave. So they went to child services and said, yeah, they're terrible parents. Take their child away from them. Really? Really? You're that type of butthurt? Okay. So I went and filed the fucking restraining order, and we went in the fucking first time. Well, they're not here to defend themselves, so this case is adjourned for right now. Come back in a month. We'll send out a summons to them. Month goes by, we go back down to the courthouse. Yeah, they haven't received their summons. So because they haven't received their summons, we're going to go ahead and give them another month to receive their summons. Case is adjourned. Next month. Okay, so since they still haven't received their summons, what we're going to do is we're going to put it in the newspaper where anyone can see it. And anyone can tell them that they have a court case that they are mandatorily forced to appear at. And if they don't show up next time, we'll just count it as no contest, and we'll go ahead and we'll give you guys your restraining orders. The next month. Well, they're not here. Congratulations. Here are your restraining orders. Just cross these I's, or cross these T's and dot these I's, and congratulations. If you see them and they are within 100 feet from you, you have every right to call the police, unless they happen to be at the place first. So if you both walk into a Burger King and they were there first, you guys have to leave. But if you are at the Burger King and they decide to walk into the Burger King, you have every right to call the police and tell them that they need to be thrown out of the Burger King until said time as you leave. Okay, thank you, Judge. Much appreciated. Too bad this couldn't have been done the first fucking time. Especially after we said there was no way in fuck they were going to show up, because both of them are basically now homeless. So they don't give a fuck. We just want it to be there so they will stop harassing us. And so when the next time we have to deal with fucking DCFS or Child Services, they won't buy their bullshit. But yeah, no, thanks a lot, Judge. I'm glad it took you 4 fucking months to get one piece of fucking paper, well, 2 pieces of paper fucking signed, so that way then if they decided to call and harass us some more, get other motherfuckers in on it, you know, gee thanks. So like I said, I had a shitty day at work today because of the 2 fucking calls. The fact of the guy who was supposed to be helping me through those calls, I'm not going to say that it was really his fault because he's medicated. He has a bunch of mental issues like a good portion of us do. And he basically forgot to take his meds today. Like, he took all but like one of them. And because he didn't take the one, which is like a mood leavener, mood equalizer, I assume. I don't know. I'm not 100% on that. But like I said, because he didn't take the mood stabilizer, near the end of the day there, he started getting a little twitchy, like he had basically snorted 3 lines of coke. Like, he's literally, like, sitting with his shoes off. He took both of his shoes off, set them on the floor in front of him, like, perfectly neat and straight, then picked one of the shoes up, stood up on his chair, squatted down, so he's literally like sitting on the balls of his feet, he's sitting on the heels of his feet in his chair, staring at his shoe, looking at it, you know, examining the entire fucking shoe up and down and inside and out and looking at everything. And then, because he still has the headset on and he's listening to my calls, he would hear beep, meaning, hey, a call just came in, go ahead and, you know, start in on the spiel. And he would literally look up like, ooh, what was that? And even he had made mention a couple times. He's like, yeah, I think I forgot to take my one medication today, so I really, really, really need to get fucking home so I can take that and actually, you know, calm down. But like I said, you know, he was like here and there and there and here and, you know, conversating with everybody across the way and just kind of doing his own thing. And like, he's a cool dude to, you know, sit around and talk with. But when it comes to actually teaching you how to do shit, no. Like I said, he's a nice guy and all, but meh. Ah, fuck. I really shouldn't, but something tells me here in a little bit I'm going to crack open my UV blue again and take a couple shots, because now that I got alcohol in me, my head's starting to dry up, and I got to blow my nose again because all the snot and shit. So hopefully this will help get me completely over my cold, which some of you who listen to a good portion of our episodes, you can tell I definitely do not sound like me. Like, even to me, I don't sound like me. Like, I've been doing my best the last few days since I've been able to ride in my truck by myself and not have to worry about giving my coworker a ride. I've been really trying and actually, like, working on singing in the car, because your voice is actually a muscle. So if you feel a cold or anything coming on, like, and you feel that tickle in your throat, you know, go ahead and, you know, medicate it, do whatever you need to do, you know, hot tea with lemon and honey, you know, hit it with some fucking Robitussin, you know, suck down like 15 fucking cough drops, you know, salt water gargle, you know, drink a hot toddy, do whatever you need to do, but at the same time to keep your vocal cords loose and functioning properly, sing, talk for hours, do whatever you can, do not exert yourself, but definitely do like a few warm-ups, you know what I mean, and I don't mean like vocal warm-ups, I mean like literally sing a couple pop songs, where it's something simple, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies put your hands up, all the single ladies put your hands up, something fucking stupid, where it's just nothing but mindless repetitive bullshit. You know, then move into something a little more extreme, like Take On Me, the Real Big Fish cover of it, you know? Like, the Real Big Fish cover of Take On Me, because they do try to hit those high notes. Like, it starts off, like, real low, you know, so you get that bass, then it moves up more towards a tenor, which is, you know, more where I speak from, because I can go bassy, but I still have a bit of a tenor when I sing. And then it goes up into alto, where I gotta, like, grab my balls and twist so I can hit the high notes, you know. Do that shit to, you know, actually exercise your voice. That way then you sound normal and your throat isn't all fucked up. It also makes it easier for when you start doing voices that you can actually do the voices properly. Well, that's just because I'm an amateur voice actor. Anyone who's paid attention to Ruxpin Abridged knows that. Because Grubby's the king. Everybody knows it. That, and I think smoking while I was sick doesn't help either. But at the same time, when you're sick and miserable as I was, you kind of don't give a fuck. Just anything to keep your mind off the fact of, I'm sick and feel like shit. But like I said, that's been my shitty week, well, shitty month. Like I said, today is Thursday, so Saturday, we will be sitting down to film more Sentai, so I know we read emails in that last episode. That's not going to become a normal occurrence. Let's see. The next one that we should be reading episodes on. No, I need podcast. Sentai review. Episode 114 went up. So that's 11. So in 11, we should be recording two tomorrow. Or not tomorrow, on Saturday. This would be 5, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so September the 30th, we will be recording 124, which means we will give you guys the heads up that October the 14th, unless something happens where we end up recording a whole bunch of episodes in rapid succession, especially seeing as how, that September the 30th, almost all of us have a wedding that we have to attend, because it's one of our friend's wedding, nobody within the group, specifically, but because we all have that wedding to go to, with some of us being in the wedding, and, the rest of us being there for moral support, we might have to do some, bonus backlog episodes, so I just figured I'd give you guys that heads up here, if you're a Sentai fan who somehow manages to listen to my ramblings. But like I said, you know, we won't be reading emails again like that for a while, unless something crazy happens where Jeremy's checking his tech email for fandom night and somebody posts it there instead of the actual Sentai email. Bill is currently working on getting some videos edited, so What's Up YouTube should be getting some episodes. The gaming channel should be gaming some episodes. Yeah, the gaming channel is gaming some episodes. I just can't speak today. And then, let's see. As far as I know, Pages is on a complete hiatus. Bill's basically moved that back to fandom with Reploid Bill, but that's more just his own personal thoughts and opinions, and not actual, you know, episodes.
Jabba Wrestling Corner has been on a hardcore hiatus because with my work schedule as of late, until I get it set specific, which shouldn't happen until next week, is when I'll know, like, or well, have it set in stone as to what I'm supposed to be doing and when I'm supposed to be doing it, like that type of shit. Until that time, we might not have another episode, which will be ridiculous because that means we'll be coming up on SummerSlam, which will mark 2 years of doing the Jabba Wrestling Corner, and this is like the longest drought we've ever gone without throwing up an episode. So we literally are backlog like 4 or 5 fucking pay-per-views. Like, literally backlog that far. And with Scott not having a job, his ability to watch the WWE Network might be going bye-bye soon because he won't be able to pay that bill, so he's going to have to cancel that. So, worst-case scenario, I'm probably going to have to get it and then throw him my login code so that way then he can watch them too off of his computer or off his PS4 or whatever. And then we'll just have to switch that over to being like a Skype call for the recordings from now on. But like I said, we're already backlogged like 4 fucking pay-per-views that we have to cover. So 4 pay-per-views at about 3 hours each. That means quite literally once I get that all set, that means I will be coming home from work, popping on the network, watching the pay-per-view that I had missed. Well, one of the pay-per-views that I had missed. And then as soon as I'm done watching it and Scott is done watching it, which I know Scott's already watched them all, but he's going to need to rewatch them just so that way then, you know, he can understand what it is I'm talking about in case he forgot something. But, you know, then after all that's said and done and I've watched it and he's rewatched it, actually hopping on and doing our hour-long recording. At the same time, if you guys want to do some bitching yourselves, don't forget, you can just go to fandomnight.com and send emails. Basically, you guys can either send the emails to the What's Up Fandom Night email, or my direct email is up on the website. That's how Josh was able to get his read off of this and let me throw in my 2 cents. Anybody who would like me to, like I said, I can sit down and I will read your fan email. As, you know, like literally I will read it as soon as I get it here on the recording. And I will discuss with you along with going to whatever it is that I got to talk about. And like I said, this is a month for me. And like I said, this is all the major bad shit that's happened to me in a month. So the fact that within 1 month's time frame, I only had maybe 40, let's see, it's looking like 47 minutes of me bitching. And that's my recording. That's not including the maybe minute of intro in that. So you guys should probably be at about 48 or almost 49 right now. So, yeah. And a good portion of all that shit at the end was just business I felt like getting out. Also, at the same time, we are trying to merchandise right now, mainly with t-shirts. So, anyone who is a, I was going to say anybody who's an artist who wouldn't mind helping us draw for literally no credit, no cut of the t-shirt sales, but that's definitely not fair to you guys. Anyone who has their own 2 cents for a decent shirt idea, go ahead and just send that to the tech at Fandom Night email that's on the website. Basically, Jeremy will read through those and then, like, actually say what's going on with them as far as pertinent ideas. And, like I said, if you guys got a decent idea for a t-shirt, something from us that you guys would be willing to buy, go ahead and toss those t-shirt ideas out for you. Like, I'm not going to say that there's a contest or anything like that. And I don't want to promise the moon, but I will say, if you do throw out a design, and this is just me, I'd have to run it by the other guys, but me personally, I feel like if you threw out a design of something you would want us to do, like an actual idea of the design, and we went with your design, I feel like we would throw you out a t-shirt for free. And mind you, I'm a big dude, so I usually go with like 5X t-shirts, and 5X t-shirts are usually like hella expensive. But yeah, if we use your idea, I will personally buy you the t-shirt and have it shipped to you. Well, no, I take that back. I will personally buy the t-shirt, have it shipped to me, and I will get a good Sharpie, and I'll pass it around the guys on the next time that we all get together to film, and I'll have all of us sign it. I'll throw that out there. And like I said, I'm not promising the moon here. That's just me spitballing an idea. Because like I said, we've debated doing t-shirts for a while. We have a few ideas, but nobody's really been spitballing anything, or at least not spitballing it out loud with the rest of the group. They might have been mulling it around in their own brains, but nobody's really been saying anything to one another about, oh yeah, you know, here's my idea, or here's this. And I've thought about it a couple times where I should just pull out my laptop, open up Paint, just because it's something simple, and because I have the touch screen, just, you know, get a stylus. Actually, I think I have a couple stylus downstairs for my 3DS. So yeah, just grab up a fucking stylus and actually, you know, draw out whatever I need to draw out for the fucking t-shirt design. You know, save it, send it to Scott. Scotty will be able to actually, you know, fix it up with whatever background or anything else we need. And then go from there with, okay, is this good or is this bad? By running it by you guys. Well, okay, first we'd run it amongst ourselves and decide on whether my no ability to draw a stick figure. Literally, I cannot draw a stick figure to save my fucking life. So if I were to draw these would all look fucking horrible. But again, like I said, you know, draw it up as either a concept design, or if it's the finished fucking product, try to determine amongst ourselves whether it's something we would even want to put out in the world for you guys to buy. And then after it's gone through our critiques, throw it out to you guys and then let you guys decide over off of the Facebook group pages. Whether it be the actual Fandom Night group page, the Sentai group page, the Pages group page, the Legacy group page, or the Jobber group page, depending upon what design we're actually looking at. And unfortunately, most of these will be Sentai related because Sentai is our big show. But like I said, who fucking knows? All I really know is I'm going to blow my nose. I'm going to either go grab a shower and sit in the hot tub, or I'm just going to go downstairs and sit in the actual bathtub, watch a couple episodes of fucking Supernatural, and go the fuck to sleep and hope to God that tomorrow isn't as terrible as today is, which I already know the answer to that, and that's no, it'll be about the same, if not worse. And that's only because tomorrow is Friday, and everyone and their brother always tries to get shit done on Friday so they can enjoy their fucking weekend. Every fucking time. So I already know I'm going to be fucking swamped at work tomorrow with everybody and the brother trying to get their shit done. So that way then come, you know, Saturday when they get to enjoy their weekend, they can actually sit down, crack open a beer, and just lounge about watching TV and jerking their dick. Or at least the guys will anyway. The girls might, you know, want to go out and do shit or, you know, whatever. Whatever they're into. Shopping. Shopping. Makeup. Paintball. Ugh. Oh, come on. I can't be a stereotypical pig asshole guy. Although, don't get me wrong, I am an asshole. I don't know. Anyway, that's all I've got to say. So, we'll talk to you guys, later. Bye!
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.